A young patient of yours has an impacted maxillary central incisor. The impaction was due to the obstruction of a mesiodens, which has now been removed. You have decided that it is time to begin orthodontic traction on the impacted central and are ready to send the patient for surgical uncovery and bonding. As you prepare to dictate your referral letter, you remember that surgeon A prefers to do open exposures to allow easy bonding of the attachment after healing and to prevent the need for a second surgery if the attachment should come off the tooth. Surgeon B, on the other hand, prefers to use the closed eruption technique where the tissue is placed back over the impacted tooth once the attachment has been bonded. Which is better for this impacted central incisor? Some new information that relates to this decision has recently been published in the December 2003 issue of the European Journal of Orthodontics. The study was done in Israel and is called Periodontal Status Following Surgical Orthodontic Alignment of Impacted Central Incisors with an Open Eruption Technique. The purpose of the study was to compare the long-term periodontal and aesthetic results of central incisors treated with an open exposure to the adjacent central incisor that was not initially impacted. The authors had a difficult time finding patients treated in this way that were available for follow-up, but ended up identifying 12 patients from 6 orthodontic practices that met their criteria. These 12 were then recalled and subjected to a clinical and radiographic examination that measured various periodontal and aesthetic parameters. The results of this study showed that treatment with open exposure leads to some differences when compared to the adjacent incisor. The pocket depths are slightly greater, the attached gingiva is less, and the clinical crown is almost 1.5 millimeters longer on average. In addition, the radiographic exam showed that the bone support on the mesial of the previously impacted teeth was less than their adjacent counterparts. These same authors had earlier studied a group of similar patients that were treated with a closed eruption technique, and although they are careful to say that the studies are not directly comparable, they believe that the closed eruption technique generally results in better aesthetic and periodontal results. The conclusion of this study is that if you treat an impacted central incisor with an open exposure technique, some unwanted periodontal and aesthetic effects are likely. So getting back to your patient ready to have the impacted central incisor exposed, this paper would suggest that you send your patient to surgeon B, the one that prefers a closed eruption technique. To get a copy of this article to share with your surgeon or periodontist, look in the December 2003 European Journal of Orthodontics.